Hello, guys. It's MMA fighter Chael Sonnen. Check out my podcast, You're Welcome, with Chael Sonnen every Wednesday and Friday right here at Podcast One. We cover the latest in mixed martial arts and everything else going on in the world of sport. Listen free to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts, at podcastone.com, and on the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave us a rating and review.
Hey, it's Phil Hendry. All the voices you're about to hear on this show will be performed by me.
Want me to do it?
Well, no, I ought to do it. All right, well, we're on now, so. Right. Well, you should do it.
And now?
I'll do it. And now, Fraser Foods, in association with The Phil Hendry Show. In association with The Phil Hendry Show, brings you Bob Green Today. Yes, Bob Green Today. My take, Bob Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, the very successful grocery chain throughout the Southwest and Southeast, pardon me. It is my successful take on, well,
go ahead.
My take on the news today. I got tongue-tied there because I didn't know whether I should start the show or the general should start the show, and then I realized we were on mic, and the show was on the air, and...
Well, I think you did very well, Bob.
I appreciate that, but I got a little tongue-tied, and I heard myself say something like, this is...
Well, you did, but you pulled out of it, and... Welcome to the program, folks.
I want you people to know, when I say you people, I mean I want you folks to know, I'm not a nervous person. I just, the general and I had a miscommunication there. I should start the show, and then he said, I'll do it, and then when he started to do it, he said, no, you go ahead.
Well, no, all right.
Yeah, that's what happened, and you confused me. Anyway, so I apologize for that mix-up. And again, there you hear the wonderful sounds of Ennio Morricone, who is the great Italian composer. And he is playing there the theme from, I believe that was...
Fistful of Dollars.
A Fistful of Dollars. And that music is a powerful sound. And I think as it builds and builds and builds to the point where you look down to the end of the street and here comes the man with the news, the man with the opinion. And I've gotten a lot of mail, and some of it pretty, I guess, insulting, but...
Well, you don't have to dwell on that.
No, I'm not going to dwell on it, but saying, well, you think you're 5'6". I know I'm 5'6". I don't imagine I'm Gary Cooper coming down the end of the street. I'm just saying that music signifies, when you listen to it...
What? Well, you said you didn't want to get bogged down in a lot of this stuff. I'm just reminding you.
Well, it's just one thing I want to... See, as you hear that... You should see me coming down the street, but not in an apron. And I think, was it Phil Hendry?
Well, Phil said that if you want people to imagine you coming down the street to the sound of that music, are you wearing an apron?
And I thought, and I knew he did that on purpose. Obviously, no, I don't want people to see me in an apron.
But you said something very wise, Bobby. So, well, now they won't be able to help but see you in an apron.
That's right, yeah. Although that was, that, now that we've said it.
Yeah, well, in other words, it wasn't said on the air, so no one heard Phil say that. No one heard Phil say it.
I know, we're talking too much about it. I blame myself for that. I should never have. Anyway, the music is supposed, it's not supposed to be me coming down the street with a gun. I'm not looking to clean the town up. I'm coming down with opinions and news that we feel very sincerely can help you with your day and maybe help you with some of your life decisions. Bob Green Today is what that's all about. Also, we like to bring you the news and my take on the news. Now, just a very, very small bit of information. As you know, the Republicans lost the special election in Pennsylvania District 18, and people say that the guy who is the Democrat that won...
Yeah.
It might as well have been a Republican because he believes the same stuff that Trump does. And I was almost feeling good about that until I realized if that was true, why were the Republicans pouring so much money into the race to beat him? And a guy who I know said that's to make it look like they cared when in fact they didn't. And I said, millions of dollars to make something look like something that... And I got so angry, I remember I grabbed... This is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I grabbed him by the collar, and I saw that he began to perspire heavily, and I pushed him through a screen door. I never thought that I had that much strength in my left arm.
You pushed this guy through a screen door?
I did. And I just said, Tom, you know, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of all of that. You build my hopes up only to see just that I come crashing down. Because this is a friend of mine who's always saying, oh, you watch. This and this and this is going to happen. It's going to be great. And he's always wrong. And he said, well, you know, the Republicans would win 18, and I believed him. He was wrong. And then he said, no, well, it's almost as good because this guy...
Well, this is a man by the name of Connor Lamb, who's a Democrat.
Yeah, yes, he's a Democrat. But this with the thing that everybody was spreading around, because I was online and I was going with a great deal of hope in my heart to different places to see, well, what's the good spin on that? There's got to be some good news associated with this. And I found a couple of hashtags and a little conversation. People were saying, oh, this is great because he believes everything that Trump does, so it's just as good. And I was feeling great about that until I was brushing my teeth. About a half hour later, I got off the computer.
And you were getting ready for bed.
And I was getting ready for bed. I was brushing my teeth, and I looked into the mirror, and I said, well, if that's the case, why did they spend millions in the last few days to defeat this guy? And why would Trump, you know, it didn't...
Well, no, it doesn't make any sense, because in point of fact, he doesn't represent Donald Trump. He represents a more of a traditional working-class Democratic point of view, which is something a lot of the modern Republicans don't understand.
Yeah, and it didn't make any sense to me. So when my friend Tom came over, and he's a very dear friend of mine, Tom Berenger, and he's also in the retail business, and he said, but you don't understand. And he was standing there at my kitchen door and sweat pouring down his face with his little white shirt and his tie all ready for the day. And I said, I can't stand it any longer. And I grabbed him by the throat, not by the throat, but by the
collar of the shirt.
The collar of the shirt, and very gently pushed him. But I guess there was so much strength in that push that I saw the entire screen on my back that just collapsed as he went through it. And then I closed the door, and that's the last. I haven't seen him in a couple of days.
You mean the guy just fell down in your backyard?
Yeah, just fell down on the steps, then he got up and got in his car and sped off to some... I can guarantee you, knowing Tom the way I do, within 20 seconds he'd forgotten all about it and was on to some other, you know, project.
Well, this is Bob Green today, and this is General Galen Shaw, and this is Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods. I am your co-host, Bob, and we'll be talking about a number of things, but I know you had an in-store situation, and again, having to do with some friends of ours here on the Phil Hendry Show, Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria.
Yeah, they were in Buena Park, and apparently they'd gone to Disneyland. It was Larry's birthday, and I thought it was perfectly charming. I don't think there's anything. Larry is, I think he's in his 40s, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And he went to Disneyland with his mom. That's fine. I know that, you know, he's separated from his wife or divorced or whatever.
Well, he's got four children, although his daughter's now in their 30s, I think. Well, that couldn't be in their 30s, if they're 20s. And, but he does see them, but he's been divorced for quite some time.
Well, anyway, they stopped in at the store, and I saw Gloria over in our produce section. Now, we have instituted, and I don't know if anyone is watching on the video cast here tonight, but here is a picture of, well, that's Phil. I can't really show you. If you go over to the Facebook page, the Phil Hendry Facebook friend page, I think, and it might be on the fan page, there's a GIF that is one of those animated pictures of me that is a sort of a flashing psychedelic deal. You see that?
Yeah, I saw that. It's similar to the one that Phil made of himself.
Yeah, except this is one of me. And the reason why we had that made is so that will pop up on video screens around the produce section when we see people grabbing and touching the produce, and I can't really describe it, but there's a point at which you've touched it enough and you need to get your hands off of it, otherwise it's going to be infected. We don't know what it'll be infected with, you know.
Well, it is. That's not very sanitary.
No, it isn't. And I decided to have, so I said, what kind of an alarm can we sound that won't sound like an A-bomb going off? And Jim Justice, who's the head of our produce, said, why don't you do a GIF that's an animated picture of yourself that's sort of a psychedelic rainbow thing where you look like Big Brother, but your face turns colors.
Oh, I see, yeah.
You do?
Yes, I do. You gave a look. Well, it sounds a little far out.
Well, it is kind of far out, but I like it because my face pops up, and there I am, Bob Green, and we styled that picture after the famous Big Brother photo from the film 1984, but not because, please, not because I want people to think I'm Big Brother, but because I want people to think that I'm here for you. I'm ready to answer any question you have.
Although the look on your face is very serious.
Yeah, it's serious, meaning I want to answer your questions, make sure they're good ones. Then we took that and made my face change colors. I don't know.
But no, I think it's effective.
I, the more I talk about it, no, I'm sorry I ever did it. Anyway,
but this was to warn people not to grab the fruit. And
I got a lot of people coming in. They're feeling up but they're squeezing the grapes. They're opening the bags. It's the thing that really, here at Fraser Foods, folks, we just want you to know, enjoy yourself at Fraser Foods. Come on in and take advantage of our great produce. When you open up the bags to stick your hand in and get a free grape, because, you know, you're telling me, well, you know, I want to see if it's any good. Yeah, sure.
Well, you don't believe that, Bob. I mean, that's why people, you want to know if the produce is good.
Yeah, you do, but you don't want to stick your hand and just get free grapes. You can go to those bags, and half the grapes are gone.
Well, it's one way of finding out.
All right.
Finding out if the produce is any good. But you have this alarm. Bob has this, what he calls an alarm, the picture of him come up, which is a gift, this psychedelic picture of himself. Every time someone is grabbing the fruit, and what are they doing?
When we suspect that people are stealing grapes and they're squeezing the apples just to, you know, for kicks, I don't know, maybe they're nervous and they want to squeeze it, I don't know. Then the alarm sounds, my face comes up in various monitors around the produce section, and we have a recording. Where is that, Jimmy? Here. It says, This is Bob Green, and now I'm approximating this using what Jimmy's, you got the controls, Jimmy?
Yeah.
This is Bob Green. I'm Bob Green. I'm Bob Green. I'm Bob Green, like that.
Now, what does that do?
It shocks people, and they drop the grapes, and they drop the fruit, and they're looking at the multicolored picture of me. So you're squeezing a grape, you're grabbing a hold of an apple, you're gripping, you know, and all of a sudden, I'm Bob Green. I'm Bob Green.
Now, Bob, why something so jarring like that?
Because this is a big, this costs me money. Money, you know.
Well, I know that that's a concern.
Oh, yeah. It's a concern, all right. It costs me a lot of money and time and sweat. And me, I don't want to be dramatic, but it costs me blood, sweat, and tears to go into that produce section and replenish, restock, etc., the fruit that people have been grabbing and sweating on. I don't...
Well, you don't think they're sweating on it, do you?
I don't know. How would I know? How would I not know? So as soon as I see the guy's hand go into the grapes for the ninth time, and I know that bag's shot, because there's not enough grapes and I can't sell that, and plus he's been sweating all over it, that's when he'll hear this. I'm Bob Green. I'm Bob Green. I'm Bob Green. See?
Now, what does that do?
Well, what does that do? What it does is the following thing. It will essentially warn the person to get away from the... Just get out of the produce section, please. And it frightens them just enough. See what I'm saying? So pretend like you're putting your hand in some grapes, General.
Well, what do you want me to...
Just pretend like right there.
All right, I'll stick my hand in.
I'm Bob Green. I'm Bob Green.
Well, I was half expecting it.
All right. Is there any way you can pretend like...
I'll try to pretend like I'm not expecting it.
All right.
Well, look at these grapes. I think I'll reach in for the 19th time and have one.
I'm Bob Green. Yeah.
See? Well, you
went, yeah.
Well, I got to find something that... I don't know exactly. Right now, the recording is I'm Bob Green. I'm Bob Green.
You're Bob Bean.
Bob Green.
I understand. I'm just trying to have some fun.
Yeah, do that with Phil, not with me. Yeah, just do that with Phil, but not with me, please. All right, now grab the grapes.
All right, we do need to move on because we got Larry and his mother.
I know, but grab the grapes.
Oh, I think I'll grab these grapes.
I'm Bob Green. Yeah.
See, I got to do something like that.
Well, now you're not just... What happened to that, by the way?
Jimmy, what was that?
I'm Bob.
Oh, I pushed it up too fast.
I'm Bob Green. I'm Bob... Ah!
I don't know. What I want to do is, should we record a scream or something, Jimmy? That's what we'll do. This is Bob Green today. I am Bob Green, and it is my great pleasure to be joining you here. We've got not Bob Green. We have me, of course, but we also have Larry Grover and his mother, Gloria Grover, to talk about their recent visit to the store. This doesn't have anything really to do with the grapes or the you know, handling the merchandise. I owe Gloria Grover an apology. Well, I did owe her an apology. But she got her son involved, and that was the wrong thing to do. That's the wrong thing to do with Bob Green.
Yes, this is Bob Green today. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Every time I taste
Mother Renfro's Frozen Foods,
I always tell myself it's just a dream.
Mother Renfro's Frozen Foods.
Beef steaks, small slabs, sausage, pork rinds, potato chips, sour cream, strawberries and cream, desserts, ice cream, peaches regalia. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on.
Mother Renfro's Frozen Foods.
It's a line of food that starts here and goes all the way to hell and back. And when you get to hell, that's where the barbecue is. You come on back to here, that's where the peaches and regalia is.
Mother Renfro's Frozen Foods.
It's a line of great foods manufactured by an old crazed miner.
That's right. Mother Renfro's Frozen Foods.
I'm half out of my mind. When I was breathing all that coal dust and all that mercury, I realized that that wasn't cut out for me. And I wasn't cut out for it. But it wasn't cut out for me more. So that's when I started making food. I started to make my own cows and then slaughter them. Make my own pigs, slaughter those, and on it goes.
Mother Renfro's Frozen Foods.
A great line of meat and foods for you and your entire family. Is your mouth a little bit paralyzed?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Mother Renfro's Frozen Foods.
Don't forget Fraser Foods in Buena Park is open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for all of your springtime and summertime picnic needs. Fraser Foods in Buena Park.
I'm Bob Green. And welcome back here to, Bob, I was going to say welcome back to Fraser Foods. You find it, you're synonymous with Fraser Foods, aren't you, Bob?
I am, when people think of me, Bob, I like to say, when you think of me, when you think of a hair system or hair, think of me, Bob Green.
That's a beautiful head of hair you have.
Thank you very much. A lot of people are rude and they say, where'd you get the toupee? And it's funny because you know that they're not seeing a toupee. This is a $15,000 hair system.
Yes.
And so when they look at my hair, I know they're seeing a head of hair, but their minds are so warped and destroyed by years of thinking about toupees that they just go, hey, look at a toupee.
Now, why would they see a toupee when your hair is...
People are prejudiced. They see a guy like me, and they, why isn't he bald? He should be bald. I am handsome. I am 5'6". That's probably, I don't really want to be taller. I'm fine.
If you could be 6 foot, you wouldn't be.
No, I wouldn't. I'd stay 5'6".
Are you 5'6" or 5'5"? I forgot.
I said I was 5'6", didn't I?
All right, that's... On another show...
I misspoke on the other show, so... People will look at my head of hair and they'll say, that's a thick, rich, big, thick... And, you know, head of hair, and they'll say, why isn't that man bald? And so it gets ugly. All right, folks, welcome back here to Fraser Foods, Bob Green, whatever you want to call it, but this is Bob Green today. Now, recently, Mrs. Gloria Grover was in our store. She's the wife, not the wife, she's the mother of Larry Grover, the wife of Jim Grover, the late Jim Grover, who was also a customer of ours, used to come down quite a bit and go into our store with his then small son, Larry. Of course, I'm younger than Larry, so I don't even remember any of this happening. This is when Fraser Foods was owned by someone else. I want to bring on the phone right now Gloria Grover from Culver City, California. And Gloria, welcome to our program.
Hello, Bob. It's nice to be with you.
And Gloria is also a member of the Elcott, the Next Step Church. She's an overlord. You're a very active woman.
I am active to a point, but as I get older... you know, I'm more homebound. And if you don't mind, Bob, Larry is here monitoring. That's all he's doing.
I'm sorry?
Larry is here.
I'm here monitoring, Bob.
Well, that wasn't the agreement we had.
I know, but Larry insisted.
I feel I should.
All right, Larry, no problem.
Oh, I got it, Larry. And Larry will be monitoring, and if anything comes up that concerns him, you understand?
Yeah, I understand that he's going to say stuff that probably didn't happen.
Right there, Bob.
Let me just go ahead and talk to your mother. Now, you guys were into the store last month.
Right, we've been to Disneyland because Larry wanted to go, and I got him everything. I got him the hat with the ears.
No, but no, you didn't, Mother. Mother likes to make that joke.
All right.
Well, did I not get you the mouse hat?
Yes, you did, when I said, hey, Mom, wouldn't it be funny if you got me the mouse hat? So she did. And
were you wearing shorts?
Was I what?
Were you wearing shorts? You were wearing shorts.
So what?
And were you wearing saddle shoes?
You know, we're getting off point here.
We are getting off point a little bit, although it's very entertaining. Let's stick to, you went to Disneyland.
We went to Disneyland. Larry was in shorts with saddle shoes.
Jesus H. Christ.
And the...
Gotta watch. You'll have to watch the language, Larry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is Bob Green today, okay? And...
whatever that means.
This is why I didn't want to have guests, you know. Bob Green today. We'll be right back. No. I told you to shut up.
Tell me to shut up.
Tell that.
Larry, shut your gut.
Tell me.
Now, you tell him to shut his mouth or I'll go through the phone and shut it.
He said he'll shut it.
That's funny.
We're going to be back on here in a minute. And welcome back to Bob Green Today here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. I'm Bob Green. Really a great, great treat to be with all of you. And with me is Gloria Grover and Larry Grover, who were in my store not too long ago. Last month, they had been to Disneyland, and they stopped by the Buena Park store. And it was at that time, Gloria, that you went into our produce section. I did not know that you were in there yet. And you were looking at the bananas.
Yes, I've been looking at the bananas, and I saw you come around the edge of the display, and you had been working with the cucumbers. You were working with cucumbers.
Well, I was over with the lettuce and the cucumbers. Yeah, I was rearranging things.
Right. And I said, my nephew's coming this weekend. I wonder if I should get another banana. I usually buy two bananas, one for myself and one for Larry. And I said, my nephew is coming this weekend, and I wonder if I should get him get an extra banana. Right, Larry?
Yeah. Right, Larry. I don't recall the conversation. I was sitting in the car.
Oh, that's Larry was in the car.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing you at all, Larry.
No, I was in the car. I didn't want to. I was kind of tired, and I had a sugar overdose, so I was taking a nap.
Yeah, Larry was taking a nap, and so I was driving. And
it sounds like I'm 10.
All right, well, let's get off the Disneyland. Let's get off Disneyland. Now, you guys are at Fraser Foods.
Right, and I said, my nephew's coming this weekend. I wonder if I should get an extra banana. And you said, Miss Grover, it's Bob Green. I said, oh, hi, Bob. And I said, should I get an extra banana?
That's right. And I said, what do you usually get? You said you usually get two bananas, one for you and one for Larry. And I said, completely innocent, I said, don't you usually get two for you? Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, and I didn't think it was funny then. I don't think it's funny now.
I understand, but you know that I was intending it as a joke.
Why would you joke like that, Bob?
Well, can I ask you something first off? Are you driving?
I am now. I just stopped off to get myself a pack of cigarettes.
Can you believe that? Mother smoked.
I very sparingly.
You're kidding. You still smoke at your age?
Oh, at my. I smoke filtered. I smoke the heaviest filtered. They're the Indian cigarettes, but the filter tip.
Yeah, a pack of cigarettes. I got to sit there with the secondhand smoke.
No, you don't, Larry. You can always leap from the car if you want.
All right, so there you were in the store.
We've already got that established, Bob. I said, I wonder if I should get three bananas. I usually get two, one for me and one for Larry. And you said, why not four, your usual two, and then one for Larry. And I said, I don't usually get two. And you went, ha, 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 wink, wink, are you sure? And then you turned and you went back to the cucumbers and were looking at me smiling.
Right.
Now, why would you do that, Bob?
Wait. Well, hold on for just a minute here. Why would I do that, Bob?
You don't... The double entendre was clear.
I don't think there was... If there was double entendre... Yes, there was double entendre that I meant as a very lighthearted joke. And when you say, why would I do that, Bob, you say that, General, like I was attacking her.
Well, I didn't understand what...
I need to say something. Why would you say that to my mother?
If you'd been in the store, Larry, maybe you could have said something to me in person. You could have stepped up to the plate, huh?
I don't want to do this.
Look, gentlemen, come on. Let's not have this turn into some kind of a contretemps. No, it's not. It's not turning into any contretemps. This is Bob Green today, where I lay it on the line, and I get it said.
Yeah, you get it said. You asked my mother, why didn't she have her usual two?
As a joke. Bob, you make these jokes as you made the joke. You know, one of the last shows we did was with the Dooleys. Bobby Dooley, and you were scratching one of your balls.
Christ on a crutch. And I remember, I listened to that show.
So it's balls now. We're not even going to be, you know, clinical. And I said I was scratching one of my testicles, and it was a joke when she said, where are the delicacies? You remember that?
Yes, I remember that. And you pointed at one of your testicles and went, well, let me think now.
I wasn't pointing at it. I pointed for a half a second, and then I started to scratch.
Wait, are you telling me this is a regular? See, this is the thing that... I have such a hard time with every time...
You know, Ms. Grover, I don't mean to interrupt you, but that tone of voice is the one that you used in the store, and I think that's what prompted me to just kind of make the joke.
What tone of voice?
Every time...
That's the way that I talk, Green, all right? When I came into your store...
Green, huh?
Yeah, green, as in the color of your bananas.
Excuse me, ma'am.
All right, you know, we're not getting anywhere with this, so I ask all of you to slow down and can consider very carefully where this is going and what you want to say.
Hey, Mother, I thought that was a great line. You're right. Green bananas and green tomatoes.
Yeah, at about the speed of it.
So now you're slandering me. Why? Because I made a joke to your mother.
You said to my mother, why don't you get your usual two, and you'd never met her before.
I most certainly had met her before. I'd met her a couple of times. And she'd come into the store a couple of times, and of course, her ex-husband had been in.
All right, all the more reason, why would you say your usual two?
Well, because I was under a lot of, it had been a long day, I'd taken a lot of heat on the Republicans losing the 18th, because I put a little money down on it. I don't know. I pushed one of my best friends through a screen door because he'd given me nothing but bad dope on the whole 18th district election.
Right, so you were upset that the Republicans had lost 18, and you decided that the first old lady that comes through the door, you'll say, why not get your usual two bananas? One of which I guess I was supposed to use on myself. Is that it?
Oh, man. You got some pair on you, Green.
Yeah, meanwhile, you're in the car taking a nappy because your day at Disneyland had been so exhausting, all the sugar, and you wet your shorts. God damn it.
Oh, I wet my shorts, huh?
All right, now come on, gentlemen.
Well, Larry... You know, wearing saddle shoes with shorts and suspenders.
It was a throwback outfit to remember the days of my youth. Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you something, Larry. I've met a lot of guys that, you know, enjoy going to Disneyland with their moms, but none of them were over the age of six.
What a dick.
What do you propose, Mr. Green? You can hash this out with Larry all you want. You two guys can go ahead and slap dicks later on.
Please, Ms. Grover, we can't have that.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what Green wants to do. So you lost your little 18th district bet and everything else that goes with it. I want to know what you want to do.
What are you going to do to make recompense to Mother about saying, hey, you know, what did he say? Do you need another banana?
I made a joke, but she says to me, my nephew's coming. Should I get two bananas or three? And I said, why don't you get four? Your usual two. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind now that you're on the podcast and everyone hears it.
I think it's a part of the way you do business, Bob, and it's why people say you've got a great store, but you yourself, you, the individual Bob Green, are a low-life, scum-sucking pig, but otherwise you've got a great store and Fraser Foods is a wonderful place for the family.
Thank you very much, Gloria.
You're welcome.
Gloria Grover there, folks, and well, there's a problem that was ironed out.
What do you mean ironed out? She just got done calling you a scum-sucking pig.
Well, but she said that the store, that Fraser Foods is a great place for the family, and you want to know something? That's all I care about. Because at the end of the day, Fraser Foods should be a place that everyone in the family can enjoy and can take advantage of some of the great deals we have.
And meanwhile, you've got people coming into the store who... And she's got her grown son taking a nap in the car in shorts, suspenders, and so...
I know and you know that Grover is a guy who needs help. And by that, I mean psychiatric help. But I'm not going to give it to him because I'm not a psychiatrist. And number two, this was a thing between me and his mother, if you'll pardon me for...
Between you and his mother, yeah.
Yeah. And that's as much as I'm going to say about that. This is Bob Green today.
Wingmer's Cleaners has been in the San Bobel area for 15 years, cleaning shirts, cleaning shorts, cleaning jockey shorts, and jockey's uniforms. Hi, I'm Jerry Wingmer, and with me and my family, we get together, we use that washing machine, we use our dryer, we use our iron, and we use that dry cleaning liquid that so many people hate because it's abrasive and puts holes in their shirts, and in their pants, and in the crotch of their underwear. But we use it because it is a dry cleaner par excellence, and at Wingmer Cleaners, all we want to do is make your shirts look as clean as they possibly can look, even though there's big gaping holes in them when you get them home. Wingmer's Cleaners, we've been with you for 15 years, with you, not cleaning your shirts. We've just been hiding out behind your house and looking in your bedroom window. I hope you don't mind. My name is Clarence Wingmer.
I'm Dolores Wingmer.
And I'm Bob Wingmer. And together we make the Wingmers.
Wingmers.
Wingmer's Cleaners. Wingmer's Cleaners. Cleaning your shirts, your shoes, your pants, your jockey shorts for the last 15 years.
That would make it fun to use 15.
2001.
2001. Yes, your pants are clean, but there's a gaping hole in the crotch. Wingmer's Cleaners. I hope you join us.
Hi, I'm Sal Bob. You know, every time we show you this beautiful selection of caskets, we get more phone calls than ever before. That's because Sal Bob's caskets coming stacked just the way they are here, and you get the mahogany as well as a brand new plastique dynamo. They're beautiful, they're affordable, and when it comes time to put your loved one in a beautiful, beautiful box, a beautiful casket or coffin, Sal Bob is the man. We get calls from people all over the world who say, what kind of a box can you put my grandmother in? Let's talk turkey, huh? We'll Skype you in. We'll show you exactly what we have. We don't fool around. We don't play around with it. You can always depend on us. I'll talk straight to you, even if it's over Skype. Even if we FaceTime, I'll show you exactly the box that you get. No lie.
Big deal. So what?
What is that supposed to mean?
What kind of a selling point is that? So, wow, I get the box that I picked out. So what?
So, call me Sal Bob.
Yeah, okay, Sal.
I'm gonna fuck it.
Hey!
Sal Bob. Coffins and box lunches.
Ow!
Sal Bob. Coffins. I hope you pay us a visit and climb in one of these babies. Sal Bob. Coffins at the coffin corner of 5th and Elm. Get it? Sal Bob.
Welcome back here to Bob Green Today. Bob Green Today on the Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com. Here in the El Pacifico. By the way, how do you like being up here at the El Pacifico?
That's very nice, very nice. The beach is gorgeous. But, you know, up here in Ventura County, you don't have the beautiful warm beaches and the warm water that we have in Orange County.
Well, is the temperature of the water that much different?
Oh, yeah, I think it very much is. In Orange County, you know, you've got the beautiful sugar beaches that stretch down to San Diego with the, you know, and the weather. And, you know, the people are a little bit more... Up here, you got a lot of working class, and you've got a lot of people that I like very much, but they're not going to make me any money. Not that I wouldn't have a store here, but I would imagine the store would take a lot to get it going, and driving up here to make, like, nothing, I don't know how much I'd...
Well, that was a real wonderful endorsement of the El Pacifico up here.
I didn't mean to say that I can't make any money, but I just there's more money to be made in Orange County, although that is changing, because I just saw here around the corner from your studios, a lot of the houses here are now, this is all Orange County money's coming up here.
Well, that's what they're telling me. And you can see the Lexuses and the Mercedes in the driveways.
Yeah, so I guess I have to rethink that. Let me go again. Can we cut the tape?
Sure.
Yeah, it's great up here, and there's a lot of money, and I think I'd like to start a Fraser Foods up here very quickly. Maybe we'll put one in here in the El Pacifico or Ventura, someplace like that. What do you think?
Oh, that's a great idea, Bob. Boy, did you think of that all yourself?
Yes, I did. Let's stop the tape. Don't be a smartass like that.
Sorry.
Start the tape. Oh, yeah, well, thanks a lot, General. You're a great guy. Now, again, I want to remind people, I want to remember... How can I forget? I want to remind people that when you come into our store and you hear this, and it's accompanied by a video screen with my face in rainbow colors,
and you hear, I'm Bob Green. Yeah. Something like that. I'm trying to get your attention, and I'm asking you to stop sticking your hand into bags of grapes and eating apples and doing all those things that people do in produce sections that essentially you sweat all over the fruit, and then someone buys it, they take it home, and they've got some flu that kills them and their children within 24 hours. Thanks a lot for nothing.
Yay.
Thank you.
Now, how are the rallies going, by the way?
Ah, yes, the rallies. We've had three rallies in the parking lot at Fraser Foods, and these were inspired by the Donald Trump rallies of last spring. Now, in the intervening months, he hasn't had so many, and they haven't been going all that hot.
Well, they've been going well enough.
Yeah, sure, they went really well. He had one in Pennsylvania, and the guy lost, so...
Well, you know, you put your friend through the screen on that one, so that should be settled.
Well, it's settled, but anyway, we did have a three or four, and I was inspired to have these rallies by the ones that President Trump had, so the people can come out, and I'll say, well, we can do this again, Jimmy.
Hi, this is Bob Green.
Yay! And then, yay! You know?
Yeah.
Well, what's...
Well, I think that's fine.
I know, but I understand your response, because it kind of falls flat for me, too. Because I went out the last rally we had, I went, hi, this is Bob Green, owner of Fraser Foods. And a guy in the front goes, hey. And that was it.
Well, what did you say? What was the rally about?
What was the rally about? I just said, hi, this is Bob. Put the sound effect.
Hi, I'm Bob Green, folks.
And welcome to my rally. It's me, Bob Green. Then you hear, hey. And then I forgot. I didn't know what else I wanted to say.
Well, don't you go up there with notes?
No, I like to work the way Trump does, just right off the top of my head.
And it wasn't there anything on the top of your head?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
What I meant was, what did you want to talk about?
I wanted to talk about how cool I am. I don't know, but nothing came to mind, so I just, well, thanks a lot. I'm Bob Green. Bye. And they, hey. You know, it's enough. The whole reason why I did it,
well, Bob, it sounds to me like it's a little cockeyed.
No, the whole reason why I did it was so that I would reinforce my, you know, ego. Now,
yeah, see, that's the whole thing. And I believe that that is a failing. If you're going to have a rally just to reinforce your ego, you have to be having a rally to communicate.
Well, I did. And I wanted that. Now I remember. I want to say, by the way, folks, thanks a lot for coming out. I'm Bob Green. Yay. And I said,
was this a guy you paid to go, hey?
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, you're saying this one guy.
No, it was more than one guy.
Why are they cheering you?
Because I'm Bob, because of Fraser Foods.
All right.
Anyway, I said, by the way, when you go into the store, you're going to see my face pop up, and it's going to be rainbow colors coming off my face, and I'm going to be going, I'm Bob Green. Bah! Or whatever, I'm going to scare you to get your hands and get your sweaty hands and your filthy mitts off of my fruit. And by that, I mean the fruit in the bins. I'm not making a joke about my nuts.
Nice one, Bob. That's
what? Well, I said so. I don't think I said that. I'm Bob Green. And then, hey, you know,
forget it. Bob Green Today, a presentation of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Executive producer Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I didn't mean to say forget it. I know I sounded a little frustrated there, folks. We know what we're doing at Fraser Foods. Come on in. The commentary made there by Mrs. Grover about the two bananas, believe me, it wasn't that bad. And again, Larry, if you're listening, you got a lot of nerve, man, wearing your saddle shoes, your shorts and suspenders, and asleep in the back of your mom's car with an all-day sucker.
Oh, he had an all-day, huh?
Well, yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
Bob Green Today, a presentation of Fraser Foods, one of America's great grocery chains. I'm Thad Tomwell speaking.
Yeah! Bob Green, Bob Green, Bob Green. Yeah.